Proclamation number 5124 of 4th of May, 1951. God's courtship is the love of his creatures. I constantly court your love by showering you with blessings so that you shall also recognize my love and reciprocate it of your own free will. Everything around you shall prove my love to you. And when you look at every work of creation, you should be aware of the fact that it was only created in order to make you blissfully happy. For every work of creation was necessary for your ascent development, which had already reached a high degree when you were allowed to embody yourselves as a human being on this earth. You should be aware of the fact that the whole of creation only arose for the purpose of returning the apostate spirits to me, and that you yourselves are beings which accomplish this apostasy from me. Just as you can observe a constant coming into being and passing away around you, so too has your soul gone through ever different forms which constantly experience the process of coming into being and passing away. You have reached ever higher maturity in the state of compulsion, and the whole of creation was the means for this, since the spiritual essence in you could never have developed upwards by itself without my help. You should consider all this and know that your Creator and Father from eternity only intended great love for you to let the work of creation come into being, and that you should only reciprocate this love according to your strength in order to then also be blissfully happy again without limitation, as was your former destiny. I don't want to let you fall because you are indissolubly united with me through my love, but only your reciprocated love will let you feel the happiness of my love. And therefore I constantly court your love, which only restores to you the character of the divine creature which you have lost. Look at the creations around you in remembrance of me, then let yourselves be touched by my rays of love and they will start to warm you. The spark of love in you will ignite. You will involuntarily have to think and act well if you let the creation affect you. For then I myself will speak to you through it, and your heart will be in a soft mood and willing to do deeds of love. And then you will already reciprocate my love, which is directed towards me through your neighbor, even if you are still unaware of it. I want to be recognized by you humans as a god of love, so that you long for me and I can draw you up to me at my Father's heart. Then our love will find fulfillment. It will be an everlasting blissful give and take. Amen.